It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. We've got Tom Morello. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you? It's always nice to talk metal with you.
Yes, that can go on for hours, and I love your taste in metal.
Yeah, if you're doing it right.
New Prophets of Rage record is out there, and Rage Against the Machine and now Prophets of Rage are politically driven bands. What made you first aware that music could be used as a social weapon?
Well, I was always, my twin passions were always shredding guitar and political activism. And it wasn't really until I discovered bands like The Clash and Public Enemy where those two things, where music and activism kind of came together. And for me, I didn't really choose to be a guitar player. That chose me. So I was stuck, with my 8 hours of practicing a day. I had that as my vocation, and I had to find a way to weave my convictions into it. So I've been very fortunate with both Rage Against the Machine and with Prophets of Rage to be able to make, kick-ass songs, but songs with a message as well.
Tom Morello with us. The new Prophets of Rage album is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is Living on the 110 on Whiplash.
Oh, man!
It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Tom Morello, with us on the show tonight. And Tom, you've played with a full spectrum of vocalists, from Chris Cornell and Bruce Springsteen to Zach, Chuck D, and Be Real. What makes your playing complementary to such a diversity of vocal styles?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been really blessed to play with, some of the greatest vocalists, from singers to rappers of all time. Really some of my favorite artists, I think that when you're in a band with someone who is either, sort of rapping or, with Rage Against the Machine, whispering and hollering too, much of that music it's very riff oriented and almost sort of like with the James Brown formula of leaning heavily on the one. When you're playing with singers, Chris Cornell, the great Chris Cornell, and Bruce Springsteen, then melody and harmony play a greater part, and so chord changes become a thing. I mean, the good news is that with the people I play with, those are really some of the titans of their genres, and so I've been able to kind of wend my riffage and my chords in with people who already know what they're doing very much.
Tom Morello with us tonight on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie. We've got Tom Morello of Prophets of Rage with us on the show tonight. Everyone in Prophets of Rage already knew each other. What was the tipping point in terms of the world around you that became the starting point of the band?
Sure. Well, I find myself sometimes surprised, walking down the street, that people who are fans of my music still don't even really know what Prophets of Rage is. Prophets of Rage is a band that's made up of Tim Comerford, Brad Wilk, and myself from Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave, Chuck D and DJ Lord from Public Enemy, and Be Real from Cypress Hill. It's a band that came together during the tumultuous election season of 2016 to kind of inject our musical voice into the debate, and then we found we loved playing together. We found that the chemistry we had on stage was fantastic, and we're a unique band in that we played in front of 2.5 million people before we put out our first record, the Prophets of Rage record, and so we had this kind of incredible, three continents and millions of audience members experience before we even went to the studio with Brendan O'Brien to make our debut record. So Prophets of Rage is a band that is here to stay. This is just the beginning. We're psyched about this record and think that it stands shoulder to shoulder with our best work.
Tom Morello with us on the show tonight. Prophets of Rage are playing at Ozfest next weekend, Glen Helen Amphitheater. I'll have tickets to give away. And hey, don't forget the Knotfest pop-up store happening tomorrow night from 6 to 9 at the Palladium. Stop by, hang out with me and members of Slipknot. You can pick up $20 Ozfest or Knotfest tickets. And of course, like I said, meet members of Slipknot. There's merch and a whole lot more. I'll have Ozfest meets Knotfest tickets to give away tonight. I've got music from bands on the bill and more with Tom. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. Tom Morello is on the show with us tonight. Prophets of Rage is serious in terms of its message and musical firepower. But what is the band like behind the scenes when it's just a bunch of guys jamming together?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, B-Real's in the band, so there's a lot of smoke in the air, let me tell you that. And as someone who does not smoke, I often have to wear, like, an oxygen tank just at rehearsal because the secondhand situation is completely out of control. But, you know, it's guys that love sports. It's guys that are, there's some pretty funny sons of guns in the band, and you know, one of the reasons why we're committed to being a band and staying a band is not just because of the political times. We love playing together, but it's also great to be in a band with five friends and to hang out. That doesn't always happen, you know, with bands where they love hanging out, and we're psyched to be playing in Southern California. And November 4th, we're rocking Ozfest, and so you know, a lot of times people, you know, I've done interviews where backstage will be like, oh, so what's it, you know, you've got rappers in the band. Are you guys nervous about playing a metal festival? No, we are not. Let me tell you, there's going to be plenty of metal. First of all, you may not know this, but Chuck D designed the early Public Enemy stage shows around the Iron Maiden stage show. He went and saw Maiden and thought that hip-hop could use something like that. B-Real is a huge fan of hard rock and metal. Those guys know how to rock a stage, and when you've got Tim and Brad and myself, we bring plenty of metal firepower to the table. Don't worry about it.
I think that Prophets sort of transcends just either one of those categories, you know, so I feel like, you know, you guys can play on either genre's festivals.
Yeah, and we have, and I feel the same way. It's like if we don't know what we're doing by now on a stage, whether we're playing with Ozzy or playing with Kendrick Lamar, then we haven't been paying attention. And the good news is we've been paying attention for a couple of decades in our career.
Tom Morello of Prophets of Rage with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. Ozfest meets Knotfest tickets coming up in just a bit. Right now, new music from A Perfect Circle. It's The Doomed on Whiplash. It's Whiplash 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. Tom Morello with us tonight on the show. Obviously, social and political awareness is a priority for Prophets of Rage. How did that message inform your creative side when you were working to the music to actually convey it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of our interviews and a lot of the lyrics of the band, you know, revolve around social justice issues. But first and foremost, we're musicians, and when we play a show, when we're writing a song, when we're recording a song, it has to be kick-ass. I mean, no one wants to, you know, hear a college lecture put to a beat, you know? I the posters on my wall growing up were, you know, Kiss and Led Zeppelin and Aerosmith, and, you know, the guitar players that I loved were, you know, Eddie Van Halen and Randy Rhodes, and you know, I like great rock shows and great rock records. Now, there's a element of substance to our lyrics that, you know, are different from Kiss songs and Led Zeppelin songs, but first and foremost, the music has to connect. And that's the way that we look at it when we're writing songs, is the jams have to just be devastating. And, you know, the stage show has to be, you have to destroy an audience in order for the message to get through.
It's Full Metal Jacket, still to come. Music from Iron Maiden, tickets to the sold-out Misfits show at the Forum up for grabs, and more with my guest, Tom Morello. Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. Tom Morello with us. The new Prophets of Rage record is out there now. And Tom, Audioslave reunited back in January to play three songs together. What did you love most about being on stage again with Chris Cornell?
Sure. Well, it was the first time in 12 years that Audioslave had played, and I'm so glad that we did that. It was at the anti-inaugural ball on the eve of Trump's inauguration, and you know, Chris Cornell joined us for three big jams, and it was great to play with him again. He was just shining, and you know, we had talked about playing more shows, and we're enthusiastic about figuring that out. It's such a tragedy that Chris passed. He was, you know, obviously one of the great rock vocalists of all time, and a really great dude. He'll be sorely missed, but I'm so glad that we got to, you know, bask in his rock god presence one more time and play some of those Audioslave jams.
Tom Morello with us tonight. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Tom Morello with us tonight. Rage Against the Machine is a first-time nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you're inducted, why will it be important to you?
Well, I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think, has come a long way. You know, for a while, it was pretty controversial that a lot of, you know, hard rock bands were kind of snubbed. But in the last few years, you've seen Rush and Kiss and Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, this year, Judas Priest is nominated as well. So I think it's come a long way to recognizing, you know, my favorite genre of music. And, you know, like if you're a baseball player, you want to end up in the Baseball Hall of Fame. If you're a football player, you want to end up in Canton. Now, I think it's really come around where if you're someone who plays rock and roll music, that it is a really great honor to be in a Hall of Fame that has some of the all-time greats.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Tom Morello with us. Pick up the new Prophets of Rage album. See Prophets of Rage play Ozfest meets Knotfest. And Tom, what could you tell us about the upcoming plans for Prophets, you know, going into the end of this year and into 2018?
Sure. We've got, you know, there's some Europe in November for Prophets of Rage, and then, you know, full world devastation in 2018. You know, Prophets of Rage is here to stay. You know, the way that we look at it is the world is not going to change itself. That is up to you. And we take that message very seriously for ourselves. We love playing together. We love playing for you. We love rock and roll music. Prophets of Rage.
Awesome. Tom, thank you so, so much. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Great to talk with you, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie. I bring you 2 hours of hard and heavy every week here on KLOS. Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And don't forget to check out the Whiplash page, 955KLOS.com. And once again, come out tomorrow night from 6 to 9 at the Palladium. Hang out with us for the first ever Knotfest pop-up store. Again, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Palladium. Stop by. You can pick up $20 Ozfest or Knotfest tickets. Meet members of Slipknot. You can check out merch and more. Leaving you off with a tune from Misfits. Of course, they're playing a sold-out show at the Forum on December 30th. I've got a pair of tickets for Caller 20. Call me right now, 800-955-KLOS. KLOS, tickets furnished by Live Nation. Good luck and have a great Halloween. See ya.